The background music of Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, and it is program number 507 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And we're coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 63 degrees here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in, go to the phone lines right now, and say good morning to Mr. Bob Novak. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Cy. How are you? Good.
We are doing well. And just getting my levels all set here. So where are we speaking to you, Bob? Where are you at?
Lake Alma, Minnesota.
That's where you make home. Okay. And were you born and raised there, or where did things get started?
I was born and raised on the east side of St. Paul, but when I got married, my wife was from Lake Alma, and we settled in Lake Alma.
Well, good for you. Very good. And so where'd you go to school, Bob? Where did you grow up all your years there?
Okay, I graduated grade school from St. Casimir. It was a Polish community on the east side of St. Paul.
Okay.
And my high school years were at Cretan High School in St. Paul.
Oh, yes. Go on to any college or service or anything like that?
No, just trade school.
Trade school. Okay, very good. And what did you do for an occupation in life then?
Well, I started out as a tool and die maker, and then when I got married, my father-in-law was in the oil business, and he ran into health problems, and so I went and worked for him. So,
I see. Okay. Very good. And you said you are married and you have a family?
Daughter.
Son and a daughter. Very good. Okay. So, and give credit to your wife, her name, and your children's names.
My wife's name is Jean, and my two children are Paul and Ann.
Okay. Oh, very good. And so you got tangled up in music. Did the kids ever follow through, follow your footsteps? Or?
Not in the concertina world, but they played instruments in high school.
Okay.
Clarinet, sax, and trombone, and
sure,
and so forth.
Yeah. Very good, very good. Well, you got tangled up in the music world, so when did this all begin?
Well, how did I get involved with the concertina? You're wondering that.
Yes.
Well, there was a dance hall south of St. Paul called Schlieff's Little City.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go down there to dance and have a few drinks and so forth, and it was good. But listening to the German bands, I shouldn't say Dutchman bands, but you know, the Little Fishermen, Jolly Brewers, Jerry Schuft, and Donnie Klausner, and the Babe Wagner band. You know,
sure.
What they did back then, Cy, is they did play a set of polkas and a set of waltzes. Well, with a set of waltzes, they'd play three waltzes with the band, and then the fourth tune was with a concertina solo.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I got bit by that, listening to that beautiful sound of the instrument, and I said to myself, you know, there's only so many buttons on that thing. I should be able to learn it. Well, I bit off more than I could chew at that time. But that's where I got the desire to learn how to play.
Sure. Did you take any lessons, or were you trying to self-teach yourself, or how?
Well, I had a neighbor of mine on the east side of St. Paul that would, in the morning, he was a few years older than me. He was five, six, 7 years older. But anyway, he'd be grinding and grinding and grinding and grinding. And, well, when it got time to get an instrument, the only person I knew that played was a fellow's name was Donald Joswick.
Mm-hmm.
He was a closet player, but a tremendous instrument player. He really knew how to play. So I asked him if he'd help me out, and lo and behold, I was blessed with a guy that understood music and understood the keyboard and how to play. So that's where I got started. I took lessons from him for a couple of years, and then went on to my own.
Okay, very good. Did you ever get to the point where you could play out with a band or anything? Or
well, I shouldn't say. I played with the Artie Schaefer band at the Twin Point Tavern in Lake Elmo. Alternated Fridays with a fellow by the name of Wally Kenzie. Wally was a very, very fine concertina player, and so it worked out really well. I did that for a couple, 2.5, 3 years or something like that, and then that kind of went by the wayside. So.
Okay. And what did you buy a concertina to get started, or did you build one first?
Well, what I did is, working with Donald Joswick, I bought an instrument from him. And then I got the idea that I wanted something better than what I had, and so I landed up buying a brand new Star from a fellow by the name of Pete Skripek that lived on in Northeast Minneapolis. So he was a dealer for Stars. So that's where I got started.
Oh yes, okay. So playing and working and everything, and all of a sudden you thought I can make one of these, huh?
To know a fellow by the name of Stan Euler, who started Echo. He was a builder, and he built buttons for Star and Billy Brown and, different concertina builders.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I got to know him and over the years, and I thought to myself, you know, maybe I'd like to give this a try. So with Stan's help, we imported 11 sets of reeds from Italy, and that's where I got started. I built my first one in 1989, and the last one was probably a couple of years ago. That was number 50. So
wow,
50 of them.
You got 50 of them out there, all called Echo concertinas, and
yeah, they're in California, Michigan, Connecticut, Virginia. They're all over the country, yeah.
And I would assume all different keys?
Different keys, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm as green as anybody when it comes to building a concertina. So what's all involved? I mean, is a concertina like a kit where you order the parts and you assemble it then, like a model airplane, or?
They're all handmade.
They're handmade.
Whether it be Christy Engel or Billy Brown, the frames are made by a good working craftsman,
mm-hmm.
and then the actions are made. Christy Engel copied the Duro action, and the actions from Billy Brown and Donnie Roback and myself were all made by Stan Euler.
Okay.
Yeah, to begin with, and then Mike Schmia from St. Paul at the tail end was helping me with action. So.
Yeah, and we had Mike in here a couple months back, and he still added. He brought a couple of his concertinas up. He's got that one where you can actually see through it. You can see the reeds moving in it,
yeah.
And very fascinating player. He played played it pretty well. And then he had Nathan Newman come in here and play some of them. And a couple of young concertina players here, the Blommel boys from Albany, and they played. And so it was quite the polka party in the studio here that day. But really fun. And just to see that somebody works on them and does that, it amazes me, because I don't hardly take a screw out of a concertina or anything for fear that I won't get it back together again, right?
Well, like I said, they're all handmade. Everything in them, the reed blocks, everything but the reeds themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The decorating was done. The engraving was done by a fellow by the name of Ambrose Codet at the tail end.
Yeah.
And Josh Selner from Sleepy Eye is doing it. He's got the equipment. So.
Sure. Yeah, you mentioned several of them that are working on concertinas. Of course, everybody knew who Christy Hengel was. It just he really had built his name and reputation. And he built them one at a time. I guess that's how he kept the value on them so inflated. And then, of course, you mentioned Josh Selner. I know Fritz Lucas out there does some work. Yourself, Mike Shmia, Jerry Minar. Jerry does work on concertinas. Who am I missing?
I think you pretty much summed it up. We've got Richie Reklowski down in Milwaukee area that's a bellow maker.
Okay.
That's where my bellows were made by Rich Reklowski.
Okay.
And I believe, I'm not positive, but I believe that's where Josh Selner is having his bellows built for his Supreme concertinas.
Okay. Yeah, and how many brands of concertinas must there be out there?
Donnie Robeck built concertinas. He was from Northeast Minneapolis. He followed in his dad's footsteps.
Okay.
And he made several. And then Keith Larson down in Toma, Wisconsin. Keith passed away 7-8 years ago. Built the Larson concertinas. He made maybe 8 or 10 of them.
And, okay.
Excellent concertinas. He was an excellent craftsman.
Okay.
So, they're... and then, of course, you had Starr, and then, of course, getting back into the 30s, Otto Schlick built, the Pearl Queens and Paddocks.
Yeah.
And he also built instruments that were without a name. He went by Durrell. His action was Durrell.
Okay.
And, in fact, Donald Joswick, the fellow that helped me, had a Durrell. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Very good. Well, Bob, if we can ask you to hold that thought, it's 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
All right. That's fine.
So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The brat of the week for this week is a double feature, the Benny or Blazer brats and the Johnny brats, just in time for graduation weekend. They are so juicy and flavorful in the frying pan, in the oven, or on the grill. This week, you can come in and take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long on limited quantities. Lots of events happening this upcoming week. Yes, graduation weekend, 1 week from yesterday. So for the colleges of St. Ben's and St. John's, congratulations to all of the successful graduates as you enter that next step in life. This weekend, out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market, hosting and cooking at the Brat Sale on Friday and Saturday, will be the St. Joe Men's Lions organization. You can come out and roar with the Lions while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. This weekend is the fishing opener and Mother's Day. And on top of all of this, May is also Beef Month. So many great reasons for you to stop in and shop at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Bob, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a meat package at the meat market. We send that out to you priority mail. We hope that you and Gene and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How's that sound for you?
Sounds excellent.
Very good. And you've had a chance to enjoy some brats at the festivals and things over the years?
I haven't been in the area, so I haven't had an opportunity today.
Oh, okay, but I mean, been to any of those Oktoberfests or festivals or anything like that where they serve those types of entrees?
Not around here.
Not around here, okay, oh. Yeah. I know we've been to Milwaukee and the German Fest out there, been to Oktoberfest down in New Ulm, and they serve up those brats, and they're always so good on the grill when they're served outdoors like that, so always a fun time. You bet. Well, Bob, I'm talking about those concertinas, and you said you built 50 of them. Anybody that we would recognize that you've sold them to, any of the bands currently playing or that we might have recognized that we're playing?
Mostly individuals.
Individuals, okay.
Not bands. The only one would be the band out of Michigan.
Okay.
I can't think of his name now. Daryl Walton is the head of it.
But okay.
He's got two or three of my instruments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of money, what range did they bring back in the days when you were still selling them?
Well, they started at $3,500, and the highest one sold for $11,000.
Oh, really? Okay. So they were up in that same range as the Hengels, too, then.
That was only one.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know I have heard of Hengels going for around $12,000, and I did have the opportunity to play Elmer Scheid's concertina and Ernie Koopman's concertina. Christy had him back after both of those gentlemen had passed away, and rumor had it that Elmer's went for, what, $20,000-some? And
well, I don't know if it was that much.
Okay. The rumor mill was active. They went for high money, though. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And more so because of the reputation of the men that played them. Just from my own experience, they did play nice. They
were, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Well-built concertinas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, built by Otto Schlicht in Chicago.
Okay. So now, is it kind of a art to be able to tune those concertinas, because obviously those reeds, I've played with a number of bands and different ones. I'd hear them after the job, that B flat or that C, it's just not quite in tune with the horns. And I got to take it into Christy or Jerry Minar or wherever and have them tune it. So it must be an art to be able to tune them things, huh?
Well, it is. It takes time. I would guess that probably... there are 374 reeds in a concertina.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, yeah.
And every one of them has to be put on pitch.
Okay.
And so, consequently, it takes, it probably takes a good week, 35, 40 hours to do it, to a complete tune job.
Really? Wow. Wow, that's intense. That's a lot. I can see why they have to charge what they do to...
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a... And Christy there, did he do it by ear, or did he have a machine or something that would tune it, or how did...
I don't know. Jerry Minar would have that information.
Oh, okay.
But
sure.
I believe he finished it up with tuning by ear.
Tuning by ear. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And boy, I'll tell you, that's an art. I mean, that's really a real skill to be able to do that. And I know, having played with a lot of bands over the years... those concertinas, so pretty when they are in tune and everything. And then you get that some of them, like the Dorschner bands, had the Musette sound to them. And so many different sounds coming from that one instrument, huh?
Well, it is. And talking about the Dorschner band, that was created by Larry Dorschner and told Christy that he'd like to have an E-flat tune musette with four lows.
Oh.
Generally speaking, the instruments Jerry Minar and Josh Sellner and myself built are built with a set of lows and three mediums.
Okay.
Well, Christy made a low octave, what we call a low octave E-flat for Larry Dorschner and Musette tuned it, and that's where that came about as far as instruments with the Musette tuning.
Okay, very good. So you mentioned some great bands there that you looked up to and kind of followed back in your younger years there. Concertina players, you pay attention to any of the ones that are still playing today?
Donnie Klossner is, I think, the only one that is with us.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Gogg and Ernie Koopman and Elmer, of course, and Jerry Shuft have all passed on.
Sure,
all
sure.
Concertina players.
You bet. The Brigand Boys, do you follow them or see them at all?
Who's that?
Gary Brigand, Brian Brigand, Carl Hartwig?
No, but they're excellent concertina players. Let me tell you, they're the finest out there right now.
You bet. And I guess, in my opinion, being a concertina player, it seems like there's a difference in players. You've got that breed of concertina players, and they are so all fingers. I mean, there's so much fingering that they add into the songs. And then you've got your Elmer Scheid and Ernie Koopman, and they were more straight players, or just played the notes and played it well. Is that how you see it, or...?
I would say that's a good description of those guys.
They
would do some filling in, but they played difficult pieces of music. I mean, Jerry Shuft recorded Fritzy Polka, Johnny Gogg did Charlie Was a Boxer. Some of them, they're really difficult pieces of music to handle. But, they played well. Yes, they did.
You bet. Well, Bob, we've just about come to the end of the program here. It's been so much fun listening to you describing all this, so educational. Before we let you go, and I think I maybe forewarned you, I usually ask you if there's a memory, anything that you can share with the listeners over your career, whether it be playing or building the concertinas. And just to give you an idea again, I've heard stories when I ask people this, everything from getting stuck in a snowstorm to having the wheels stole off the trailer to playing for the president's inauguration or anything like that. What do you have for us for a memory as you look back over your career?
Well, other than getting to know the fine concertina players, Johnny Gogg and I became very good friends through the concertina, and that's probably one of my highlights of getting to know somebody and enjoying them with my life. So.
Okay. Well, very good. What does the future look like for you, Bob? Are you still working on them at all? You said you probably built your last one, 2 years ago or whatever?
I would guess so. I've got one here that I just kind of tightened up the action, the springs on the action, and it's ready to go.
So, it would be for sale.
Yeah.
So. Well, maybe we should put your phone number out if you want anybody listening in. And we usually have a few people listening in, and I do get phone calls once in a while. Do you have his number that I could contact him? Are you interested in talking to people or selling it if there'd be somebody listening and interested?
I'm going to pass on that.
You're going to pass on that. Okay.
At this stage of my life, I'm 85.
Uh-huh.
And I've had such an incredible run of getting to know people with the instrument. It's been a godsend for me. That's all I can say.
Okay, so if word of mouth, if somebody came up, you would maybe let that last one go, but otherwise it's going to be a keepsake, huh?
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks, Guy.
Well, very good. All righty. Well, with that, we're going to let you run. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. Want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell every guest at the end of the program, if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road, we can maybe do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
There you go. Thanks, Bob. Have a great afternoon.
All right, you too.
All righty. And there he goes, Mr. Bob Novak, our 507th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by a good friend of Bob's, and that's Dave Swada. We'll hear music from Dave Swada in just moments. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Wrapping up our 507th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 15 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 64 degrees here, our temperature in Albany. Bob Novak, what a great guest, you bet. So much fun visiting and listening to him. I guess the one thing I failed to mention was I think that we met at the Concertina Bowl this year, and that's how I got to know a little bit about Bob and get him on the radio program. And the other was by word of mouth, a recommendation from Dave Sawada, a great concertina player in his own right, and he has the band called the Sheratons, and they're good friends, so we're going to feature Dave's music today in honor of Bob Novak. Right now, it's one called the Dance Till Dawn Polka. Thank you. One called the One-Eyed Jack Polka there. Dave Swat and the Sheratons started out with Dance Till Dawn Polka, and we bumped the mouse and jumped into the One-Eyed Jack Polka. So we're going to give you the Dance Till Dawn Polka right now in its entirety. Dave Swada and the Sheratons, and one called the Dance Till Dawn Polka, taking us to 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 64 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport. And Jeannie B texting me some information, again, updated information. And Jeannie B's Tours invites you to join them for a beverage and a treat at one of the many meet and greets at the various locations. These tour information sessions will give you details about the upcoming 2025 Jeannie B's Daycations Mini Extended Motor Coach and Flyout Extended Tours. So Thursday, May 9th, you can stop by the Avon Cafe on Main Street from 9 until 10, or you can stop by Perkins in St. Cloud by the Crossroads, and that's from 1 until 2:30. On Tuesday, May 14th, don't miss the meet-and-greet travel show at Sal's on Main Street in St. Joe. There will be two presentations for the 2024 Colors of New England Rails and Trails and all of the 2025 Flyout Tours. You may choose the 2 to 4 or the 5 to 7 sessions with a light-included meal served at 4:30. You just need to RSVP to Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581, your time preference, and your count for the meal no later than May 11th. You can hear all about and see the Alaska Cruise and Land Tours, Canadian Rockies, Treasures of Ireland, New York City, Cape Cod, and Nova Scotia, New England states, and Also, May 9th, the meet and greet is not at Perkins. It will be at Sal's on Main Street in St. Joe from 1 until 2:30. That's on May 9th. Okay, so now is the time to register for summer outings and adventures. There are still seats available for the autumn in the Ozarks, Branson, and Eureka Springs, Arkansas tour that departs September 15th. This tour includes 6 nights lodging, 12 meals, 6 shows, including the awesome live passion play in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. It is definitely not too soon, not too early to gather your group and reserve your Branson and Nashville seats for Jeannie B's Tours, Holiday Tours. And call 320-345-1581 to reserve request a schedule or gain tour information. And like Jeannie always likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. And again, I read this information very quickly. We only have a tight slot here to do that. But if you have any questions about any of this, don't hesitate to call Jeannie. She takes so much time with you on the phone and will explain everything so nicely. And I've called her many times for different things, different tours that we've been on. And she always is so patient and talks to you so nicely. So give her a call. Call her tomorrow, whenever, 320-345-1581. If you didn't get all the information from me clearly when those meet and greets are, don't miss the boat. You'll just want to be sure and get in on one of her tours. Great traveling company, Jeannie B's Tours, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading at 64 degrees here in central Minnesota. Nice waltz tune by Dave and the Sheratones, and it's one called the Green Meadows Waltz. Dave Sawada and the Sheratons, a nice waltz tune there, one called the Green Meadows Waltz. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 64 degrees here in central Minnesota. More music on the way with Dave Sawada, and this one is called the Greenbelt Polka. Thank you. Dave Swada and the Sheratons, nice concertina tune there. One called the Grain Belt Polka. 29 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand. Zero Turn Lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler, the original Zero Turn Lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And boy, with that sun shining and after all this rain, you're going to need a good lawnmower to cut all that grass. And no better place to go than Kevin's Countryside. Kevin has new Hustlers in stock. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes available to you. You can put together a nice package there. He's got baggers and other attachments, mulchers, thatchers, that type of stuff that he can put on. The deck sizes are, you know, all the way from the little dash all the way up to the big Super Z's and beyond. So, yeah, you can get something that'll mow a golf course, you know, 72 inches wide, down to about, what, a 30, 36, 34-inch, whatever that smallest one is. He's got some beautiful brochures, and I've got one here, and I guess I should be looking in it. Then I could tell you how small the size of that little dash is. So just looking inside here, and let's see if I can find that so quickly. Yep, 34-inch deck size on that Dash XD and the, yeah, XD Dash, 34-inch. You can get a 42-inch or a 48-inch on that Dash. You can adjust the sizes there, whatever you need. Then when you get into the Raptor, that one comes in a 42-inch, a 54-inch. The Raptor XD, you can get a 42, 48, 54, or 60-inch. And so you get the idea. Yeah, depending on your size yard, Kevin will help you figure out what size of a deck you need and how big a motor you need on that. And so the different sizes are available. These are beautiful brochures, very, very detailed, very nicely made. So, yeah, you can jot down notes in the back, and there's pictures of all the different models that are available. So be sure and head on out to Kevin's and pick up one of those brochures. Kevin also took on the Eagle battery-powered line of equipment, 56-volt lithium battery. So you can get a self-propelled walk-behind mower. You can get a pole saw or a chainsaw, a weed trimmer, backpack blower, handheld blower. There's all sorts of equipment there that runs off of that 56-volt lithium battery. And he's got some packages there where, like I bought, I got the battery, the handheld attachment, and then it fits a weed trimmer or a lawn edger, a couple of different attachments that fit on there, and it all came in a package deal. So check that out, too, at Kevin's. Be sure to give Kevin a call before you head out there, because this time of the year, Kevin's a one-man band, and he's trying to put in the family farm as well. If there's nobody there, he's going to jump on the tractor and head out into the field. And you won't want to miss him that there's nobody there. So he'll be sure to be there if you give him a call. 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. That's Kevin's Countryside. And he proudly brings us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Time for just a couple more selections by Dave Sawada and the Sheratons. This one's called the Hopscotch Polka. Thank you. Dave Sawada and the Sheratons with one called the Hopscotch Polka. Dave, a good friend of Bob Novak's, and featuring his music, Dave Sawada's music today. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 64, our temperature here in Albany with bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with one called the Holinka Waltz. Dave Sawada and the Sheratons, one called the Holinka Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.